Today, though, we start our program with Renee Barrett, program manager here at the Fitness Center. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So we mentioned coming back here for us post-COVID in a sense, but people are coming back here as well, too, right?
Exactly. We reopened back in June of the previous year with some COVID restrictions, and we were able to welcome people back safely. Now we're completely reopened. We did some work on our pool. We had a new roof put on, so our pool was closed this summer.
So I saw a picture of you, an empty pool. Where did all the water, where did it all go? How long does it take to get a pool like that empty?
Well, I'm going to ask Brad on that. He'll be coming, our general manager.
Because I saw this picture. I have a pool at home, and I know that how much water they take to put into something like that.
It was at least a couple days. It takes at least a couple days to fill,
right.
But that's a great question. I think we put it out. We have a detention basin outside. Maybe that's where it went.
Wow. But it's been a while for the, you know, since this place opened, so obviously there's things that need to be done, and it just gives it an all fresh look for people then. Right?
Exactly. So we closed the pool down at the end of April, and we will be reopening on Saturday morning, bright and early. We open up at 7 a.m., and we'll have all of our group exercise classes as well back in the pool. And the pool brings its own little community. Some of those people have gone to other locations, maybe outdoor pools, but when we run into them about town, they talk about how much they miss it, how they not only love the beautiful facility that we run, but they miss the people. They come for the workout and they stay for the friends.
You should have done a raffle to see who could be the first one to jump in the pool. I would have. I'm just giving some brainstorming ideas.
Well, you know, there's still time.
Maybe there is for something like that. But obviously a lot of different types of things. There's people that do laps, swimming, that type of thing. And then just other people that maybe water helps them with their therapies just because of the buoyancy that you have.
100%. So we do have an arthritis program, and that includes some classes that people can attend that have a low impact in nature. Those are actually held in our therapy pool. We have two pools. We have the lap pool, which is heated to 72 degrees, 82 degrees, and then our therapy pool is 92 degrees. And as you mentioned, some people are lap swimmers, some are water walkers, or some are coming to the arthritis programming, or just using, you know, their own workout within the pool.
Babies and young kids starting to get a feel for water, and it's a good idea to get them acclimated for safety reasons too.
Exactly.
Right?
So we've done a number of programs for swim lessons. It is a popular thing here. Although we're an adult facility, 15 and older, we do some programming for swim lessons right now on a one-on-one basis with our trained staff.
What about specialty programs? I know through the years you've had maybe groups for people in recovery, so to speak, rehab, or maybe even, I'm not sure about Alzheimer's, but something like that, right?
So you're right, Craig. We do have a number of programs, and probably our biggest program is our Parkinson's exercise program. And that is a group program where we offer two different styles of classes. One is called Rock Steady Boxing, which is a non-contact boxing. And really builds on teamwork and camaraderie, working on agility, helping to get the heart rate elevated. We know that that can have a positive impact on maybe not curing the disease, but maybe delaying some of the symptoms. And we have a great track record of people who come from as far as Maumee to attend these classes. The second format is called Delay the Disease, which was developed out of Columbus, Ohio Health. And that does involve some functional movements, like getting out of a chair can be a challenge for many, just trying to do the activities of daily living. So those programs, for some time, we had to limit how many people can be in it, but we're training more and more of our staff on the specialty format of Parkinson's exercise. So we're looking forward to helping more people become active.
I also know, too, that you had some sort of restrictions on class sizes, other group exercise classes. What about now?
We're not as limited. This summer, we did increase our capacity in our classes. We are still doing a sign-up system. We've always done a sign-up system for classes like a spin, which is an indoor cycling, because you only have so many bikes. And I know myself, when I like to work out in the morning, I want to know if I'm going to have a bike or not. Not necessarily here, but just in general, you want to know if I'm going to come in, can you accommodate me? And the same thing happens with our other group classes. Our studios can accommodate up to probably about 25 people. And I'm one of the yoga instructors here. And again, I know that it's nice to know that there is a pre-registration system. I'm not going to have to like tell anybody that, you know, if they just show up, it's a walk-in. So we're going to stick with that system. We started it with our studios during COVID to limit it, but we're able to accommodate more. We have plenty of capacity in our group exercise classes.
When I came in earlier today, you were in your workout gear. What were you up to?
Oh, today's kind of a recovery day for me. I'm training for the Chicago Marathon, which is in 2 weeks. So I did some easy elliptical work, which is low impact on my joints, but it feels like a run. And then weightlifting, that's what I try to get that in as well, cross-training.
Talking this morning with Renee Barrett, program manager over here at the UH Health and Fitness Center on Healthway Drive. We're doing our Celebrate Avon this morning. We're getting into sort of the inside season. In other words, people spent their summers, they do a lot of outdoor activities. Now you're the place for them to stay healthy. What kind of things have you built for maybe bringing people in for the fall and into the winter months?
Thanks for asking. It is really exciting to see people coming back that we haven't seen all summer. I'm actually going to be offering a fitness restart presentation that will be coming up on Thursday, October 20th. I'm going to do that during the lunchtime. From 11:30 to 12:15, and that's offered to anyone in the community. Anyone who can hear my voice right now, they're welcome to attend. It's free. I will review exercise guidelines, keeping yourself safe, and also how to keep yourself motivated. All of us, including myself, my bias is I am into exercise, and I do it for the health benefits and for the mental health benefits. But if anyone would like to attend that class, it is free. We do registration over the phone at 988-6801, or they can also follow us on our social media pages, and I can help them get registered there as well. But not only that presentation, I try to offer at least one or two wellness presentations a month. One new topic that we're going to also offer in right now, it is in the lunchtime. If we do have people that want evening, they just need to let me know and I'll offer it. This particular one is called Aging Gracefully. It'll include health and wellness tips, as well as you'll actually do a few exercises. That one is coming up on October 13th as well. But everything is promoted on our social media pages. We can do those updates quite quickly. We do have some information on our website as well.